السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast. May I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence in worship, energy, love and legacy? I'm your host, Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to, inshallah, use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move from average to excellence, bi'idhnillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I am incredibly excited to meet you again today in episode number 42. Alhamdulillah, we have come a long way, alhamdulillah. Now today I want to, inshallah, chat with you about something that is super important for our success in this world as well as for the Akhirah. That is actually about purpose-driven life. Or to be more precise, we will explore five startling reasons why we should strive to live a purpose-driven life, bi'idhnillah. Now, to begin with, here's the fact. We are actually designed to live a purpose-driven life. Yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually created us for a purpose, right? In fact, in Surah Al-Aminun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, do you think I have created you without a purpose? Do you seriously think I have created you without a purpose? That's something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks in Surah Al-Aminun. So that's a straightforward question for all of us to think about, right? So we all know, alhamdulillah, as Muslims, there's a reason, there's a purpose behind our creation. Now, not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks that question straightforwardly, in fact, He mentions in various places in the Quran what those purposes are. So some scholars say those are actually many scholars talk about that, and some say it's like three reasons. The number one reason they give us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually sent us as wise children of Him on this earth. So they basically refer to the verse in Surah Baqarah, verse number 30, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Indeed, I am about to place a wise gerund on earth. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Malaika, right? So as a wise gerund of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to obviously exercise the authority delegated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you know, it's one of the biggest tasks that we cannot take lightly, right? So one of the most important purposes why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us is because He has sent us as a wise children, as a khalifa. And I'm aware about the difference of meanings about this sentence, but let's just now stick to the wise children meaning for now. Number two, obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose, as I said, and that purpose is to worship Him. We all know that sentence, right? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn and mankind except to worship me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in Surah Zariyat, in verse number 56. So very clear message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, not only us as well as jinn, to worship Him. So one of the most important reasons for our creation is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's another reason, and scholars call that imara. Huwa ansha'akum min al-ardi wasta'amarakum fiha. He is the one who produced you from earth and made you develop it. So it's Surah Hud, verse number 61. So scholars actually refer this ayah and say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us. Another reason why we have been sent to this earth is actually to develop this world. We are not here for a passive reason, you know. There's a beautiful reason why we are on this earth. There's a purpose for our creation. So as a wise child, we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and develop this world so that the next generation finds this place in a better shape than when we entered here. So that's our purpose. That's a massive task, right? And if you really want to genuinely want to excel in fulfilling these purposes, in our very short life, we do have no choice but to live a purpose-driven life. So that's why I say living a purpose-driven life is not an option. It's an obligation, because it's very clear from these Quranic verses that we have a purpose and we have to fulfill these purposes. Now, all these purposes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned are actually universal. I call it at least universal purposes, meaning it applies to all of us, right? All of us, whether we are, regardless of our age and place we live in, we have to basically fulfill these purposes. So those are universal purposes, as I call it. Now, every one of us has a role to play in fulfilling those purposes, right? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and sent us to this world to fulfill these purposes. That is, to be the wise servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him beautifully, and to develop this earth. So that's basically the universal purpose. Now, how each of us will do this depends on our unique purposes in life. So there's something called universal and unique. So what is our unique purpose? What do I mean by that? Let me explain to you that, inshallah. So please pay attention to this. Now, what is our unique purpose? Every one of us is given a different set of skills, talents, and knowledge, right? We are same at the same time. Our skills and talents and knowledge are different. So how are we going to use our unique talents to achieve our universal purpose? For instance, let's talk about developing this earth. How we develop this earth depends on each and everyone's skills, talents, and knowledge. My skill is different than yours. You will develop it in a different way than I will do it. So every one of us has a role to play, and how we play is obviously different. And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about unique purpose. So what is your contribution to making this world a better place? What is Abdullah's contribution to making this world a place? What is Khadija? It's different, right? So the answer to this question will be, inshallah, your unique purpose. So the universal and unique purpose actually scream at us that we aren't here to live a passive life. Now, every one of us needs to play an active role so that we can, inshallah, fulfill these purposes to the best of our ability. In today's episode, inshallah, I want to actually make a case for a purpose-driven life. The benefits of such are actually countless. However, for the sake of brevity, I have chosen just 5 amazing reasons why we all should strive to live a purpose-driven life. So let's get started without any further ado. Reason number 1 is purpose-driven life helps you have clarity in your life. You see, the unique purpose provides you with the clarity of what you want in life and gives you immense life satisfaction and control over your life. Now, clarity is actually key. Regardless of what you want in life, the very first step is about creating that clarity. See, having a clear purpose actually means you are clear about what you want in life. You write basically your own story, inshallah. So you are no more living someone else's dream. You are creating your own life. Now, unfortunately, most people live the dreams of others. They don't have their own story. They wake up, eat, go to work, or come back, sleep, and repeat. While they may seem busy with things, they aren't doing anything to move from going mediocrity to excellence. That's because they don't have any clarity about what they want in life. That's why I always say clarity is key. You need to have clarity in order for you to move forward, to make progress in life. However, when you truly find your unique purpose in this world, you find your clarity, which inshallah changes everything about how you plan and act in your life. As I say, clarity is key. So that's one of the biggest benefits of having a purpose-driven life, that provides you clarity in your life. Reason number 2 is purpose-driven life actually helps you grow in your life. If you want to become better and bigger and grow, if you really want to grow in your life in whatever areas you want, that's important to have a purpose. So the second reason why a purpose-driven life catapults you towards prosperity is that it helps you grow by taking you out of your comfort zone. As you probably know, you know, nothing grows in your comfort zone. If you want to grow, you can't grow in the comfort zone. You need to go out of your comfort zone if you truly want to grow. So it is outside of your comfort zone that you actually grow. Now, when people are driven by purpose, they step out of their comfort zone to achieve what they truly want in life. They have basically more confidence and are willing to face any conflicts to live up to their purpose. Because since they have clarity through their purpose, it helps them grow easily because they already have the confidence, because they know what they want in life and they are willing to put, they are willing to take risks and willing to face any conflicts because they want to live up to their purpose. Now, I mean, maybe I can quickly tell you about my own story. You know, like, subhanAllah, for quite many years, I was thinking about producing a podcast, something like this. SubhanAllah, I was quite hesitant for whatsoever. I think the main reason was because I was kind of afraid to come public. I just didn't want to come public. I felt like it's easy for me to be, you know, behind an email and just talk to people through emails and blog articles. However, I realized that that is not going to be beneficial for me in the long run, because my purpose is to help people, especially help Muslims, unlock their fullest potential so that they can move from average to excellent, inshallah. So that's my purpose in my life, inshallah. So that purpose actually helped me to overcome that hesitancy. I felt like now I had the confidence. That purpose helped me, or gave me the confidence to go out of my comfort zone. Like, okay, let me do this. This is something important. This is how I can actually bring that message out. So yes, I'm particularly sure that even in your case, when you have a purpose that is higher than you, that will help you grow in your life in ways that you can't even imagine right now. Now let's talk about reason number three. Reason number three is about purpose-driven life provides you with accountability. You might have heard that saying, right? An unexamined life is not worth living. And that's so true, because you are fully aware that you need to constantly examine your life. And when you do that, you know that because you're doing it, because you're examining yourself, because you're accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a purpose-driven life makes you accountable. You know you will be asked about these purposes by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, and you can't just shrug off and do nothing about it. You know for sure, right? I mean, I have given you three Quranic verses about the purposes of life. So there are purposes. And in order for us to, inshallah, achieve or fulfill these purposes excellently, we need to have also our unique purposes. And that actually help us grow, and also it provides us with more accountability in life. Reason number four is purpose-driven life makes you a giver. So you see, when you have higher purpose that is bigger than you, that will not only help you, but moreover, it will help everyone around you. Your true success actually isn't about what car you drove or how many millions of dollars your mansion cost. It's all about how many lives you touched positively in your lifetime. That's your true success. So when you clarify your highest purpose, you're discovering what your contribution is to this planet. So given your gifts, your skills, your talents, your knowledge, your abilities, what is your contribution? What is your life mission? And why are you on this planet? And when you, inshallah, answer these questions, actually everything changes. When you live according to a higher purpose, you don't just work on your self-interest goals, but on contributing goals. Okay? Because there's something called self-interest versus contributing goals. I mean, self-interest goals is all about you. Contributing goals is all about others. So when you live a purpose-driven life, what happens is you are not a taker. You are a giver. And that makes you a winner in both worlds. Not only in the Akhirah, but even in this world. There's a beautiful book from Adam Grant. It's a wonderful book, actually. He talks about how even companies that give, not only companies, even people as well as companies, the people who are successful in this world, he's talking obviously from this this world's perspective, people who are successful in this world are actually those who give, not those who take. So alhamdulillah, purpose-driven life makes you a giver. Even the research says that when you give up your self-interested goals, we are most of us are most of the time, unfortunately, and take on contributive goals, you even function differently. Your biology changes, even the thought process changes, your learning accelerates, and you grow more, subhanAllah. So when you have a higher purpose, you find the energy and the courage to go outside your comfort zone and learn deeply. And you break some code. The code could be about any part of your life. And then you can do things other people can't do. That's the power of a purpose-driven life. Let's talk about reason number 5. Purpose-driven life makes you a healthier and better person. Yes, there's a literature review on the health effects of having a purpose-driven life. Yes, there are scientists who are doing research about living a purpose-driven life. And the list is actually impressive. Let me just mention a couple of things from that list. Now, if you have a purpose-driven life, what the research says is it adds years to your life, subhanAllah. It helps you live longer. It even reduces the likelihood of having a heart attack or a stroke, subhanAllah. It cuts the risk of Alzheimer's disease. It helps you relax during the day and even sleep better at night just because you have a purpose-driven life. It even doubles the chance of staying drug-free or alcohol-free after treatment. You know, obviously, these things have been measured in non-Muslims. It's very interesting to see even how even purpose-driven life increases your good cholesterol. SubhanAllah. It gives you better romance. It gives you more friends. It gives you more meaning, engagement, life satisfaction, and happiness. SubhanAllah. The list is really, really, really long. I mean, there are so many things that can happen to you when you live a purpose-driven life. It's not only beneficial for you, for your health, it makes you a better person, but also it gives you an incredibly successful life in both worlds, bismillah. So as you can see, it's incredible to live a life of purpose. It will not only catapult you towards prosperity in this world, it will most definitely bring you success in the Akhirah. So I hope with this episode, I made you rethink about living a life with a higher purpose that is larger than you. So if you need some help creating your purpose, I hope my 6-month coaching program will greatly help you. Not only will you find a step-by-step guide on finding your purpose, but you will also receive all the incredible tools to put the theory into practice so that you can, inshallah, unlock your fullest potential. And as I talk very often, I mean, every one of us is filled with talents and gifts. So let me put this way, you are all full of resources you don't know about. Okay, so you have all the resources for you to achieve your fullest potential. So when you determine your purpose, you will see how you can unpack all these resources you already possess to take your life to the next level of business. So when you suddenly find a contributive purpose, those resources come to the surface. You begin to change. In fact, we instantly begin to change when we embrace our purpose. Every person who listens to this episode can clarify the purpose of their life. And then the moment you do, your life will never be the same again. If you need help, head over to bestvoices.me/coaching. The registration actually ends in a few days. So that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I sincerely pray that this episode helps you go from average to excellent in worship, energy, love, and legacy. And last but not least, please subscribe to my podcast and share the podcast with your family and friends. You can make a difference in others' lives by sharing this information with them. Until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his choicest blessings on you and your family. And let me end the podcast with the greetings of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.